Carl Anthony Towns?
This is a badass song, boy.
Yes, it is.
It is a badass song, man. That's a badass song, man.
Well, it must be noon on hump day. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. More than halfway for you because you're out Friday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Getting ready to go.
Leaving us with Abe.
It ain't
6 days.
Yeah, man. I mean, Abe can hold his own, man.
You're going to be at some tropical beach somewhere.
Yeah, man. You know, when you go tropical, the shorts get shorter.
Sure they do.
You get shorter.
Sure so, they do.
She's packing the back because she wants to see me at all. She wants to see all thigh. So it's going to be an all thigh getaway.
Ladies like thigh meat,
I
heard.
All thigh getaway.
There you go. Got
me some new button-up short sleeve shirts. Have all this open.
So you get...
Now they're gonna recognize me for the pictures.
That sounds like you guys are gonna. I know you guys are gonna have a great time. Yeah. Obviously, you're celebrating her birthday and all that. And you guys go to cool places, and people sometimes are there and know the show.
Yes.
Do you think there's a chance that? Well, I'm not giving away where you're going, but do you think there's a chance that someone
probably not
there's a, that someone might know you from the Miami Dolphins?
Probably, but more than that, but
like a. If you get an Andy and Randy here,
oh, man.
Then we've made it.
Yeah, dog. Oh, yeah.
Officially, we've made it.
If we do that, yeah, we definitely have made it and everything like that.
Because you've had people like in Jamaica and stuff like that.
Yeah, people have come up and been like, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, if that's the case, I would love that, man. We would have been real big time.
Big time.
We'd be real big time.
Real big time.
And everything like that.
I think
man.
We're big time.
I do too, man. I do too, man. But yeah, every time both plays the Prince, we're right here, Prince, and I know we have fun with the, And that's how Carl Anthony Towns with these offensive rebounding and everything, right? But I was thinking about the funny stories that you hear entertainers talk about Prince. And when Eddie Murphy, I think he was on Conan or something, and he was telling a story about Eddie Murphy having like a skate party. No, it's Magic Johnson. When Magic owns Magic opened the skating rink at 2 o'clock in the morning, said Prince came up in his pajamas. And some silk pajamas and roller skates at like 2 in the morning. I just think back and just laugh at that because like Prince was on some weird.
Yeah, he was Prince.
He's on some weird. Like Prince was 5'7" with heels.
With roller skates.
With
too,
roller
probably.
Skates too.
Yeah.
Jumping off of speakers with them damn heels on.
I bet he was a good roller skater.
I bet Prince.
You just look at certain people, I bet he could skate backwards.
And there's always a thing like that. But the thing about skating backwards is the fear. Get over the fear of being backwards when you skate.
Sure.
That was always mine.
Yeah.
Like, but I could never do it.
You're
all.
Way up there though. If you fall on some skates,
but
you're
I could
get hurt.
Never ever do it all in the one motion.
Okay.
And the last time I tried to do it all in one motion, and luckily it was a kid's birthday party, and it was nobody really there at the skating ring. Man, I hit that damn wall so hard, bunk. And I don't think I've been on those skates since then.
Yeah.
Because we went to baby girl. We went to Livy's birthday party. They had it at the skating ring. I ain't got on them skates.
No, no, it's something changed, and I probably us, but like something changed about the pain about when you fall on skates as an adult versus as a kid, because you'd fall sometimes.
Yeah,
the ground didn't used to be that hard.
Yeah.
Like you'd fall and you'd pop right back up.
Yeah.
You fall on roller skates as an adult. I don't know what the ground's made of now, but it is just pure pain,
dude. I'm like, talking about like what's the last time? Like I've fallen recently. It just. Like, you got to lay there and be like, damn, did I just fall?
God. Yeah, I fell out of a hammock last summer. It was so painful.
Yeah, like, damn, did I just fall? And it's like, yeah, you just fell, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do
it
like you used to.
Very embarrassing.
You can't do it like you used to, man. That's how I'm like, yeah, man.
And I feel it for a couple days. Yeah, it's not good.
No,
not good. All right.
Some stuff ibuprofen can't cure no more, man.
No, and then just the shame. Like, I fell in a hammock in front of my dad and my brother and my daughter. And everybody's like.
She look at you differently?
Leia, probably. I mean, she probably hasn't respected me since then, I would imagine. 15 minutes away from some college football game. That's the sound I made. Carl Anthony Towns get an offensive rebound. Back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so another day, another trade for a big-time wide receiver. Yesterday it was Devontae Adams. We'll let you hear from him in just a couple of minutes. Amari Cooper, just got rescued, man.
I love this trade.
Everybody does.
For Buffalo, because you saw it, as great as – they won the game, by the way, but as great as Josh Allen's been, he don't have that guy.
For people that don't know, Amari Cooper is traded from the Browns.
Yes.
Which may be the worst situation for a receiver to be in, to now go to Buffalo
and
play with Josh
Allen.
And
I thought the biggest tell to me, Andy, was I don't know if you remember earlier this summer when they restructured his contract. Mm. And they restructured it, lowered his cap number and everything, gave him, you know, the prorated signables, all that other stuff. So they made it tradable even easier. You know, it made it more easier as far as matching the salary because his, like, cap is somewhere like 800 or something like that. And so, I mean, I thought it was a great move by Buffalo because Amari is one of the – Amari can ball. For, he had 1,200 yards last year.
Yeah.
But the reason you don't know a lot about him is that he go about his business. He won the best route runner still.
Yep.
You could tell different route runners from where they're from. You could tell he's from South Florida, how he runs routes. Hmm. You can just tell. Because they go to the same – all of them with the same damn trainer down there. So you could tell. And he still got that in him. And he'd be and folks up. And so that's exactly what Josh Jim needs.
Exactly what
he
needs.
Just exactly what they need. Because they didn't want to be like, yeah, we missed Steph Diggs. So we got to go sign a number one guy.
Right.
So we'll draft this kid Coleman in the second round, and we'll make do with that. And then it was like, okay, damn it.
All right, we need a number
we
one.
We need another one.
Coleman's nice, but we need a number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we need a number one.
It's going to help everybody. Yes. It's going to help that. It's a Kincaid, that tight end that yes. they have. He's a nice player. Yes. Obviously going to help Keon Coleman. I mean, it's going to help Amari Cooper because he doesn't have to play in that offense anymore with that quarterback, which is nice. It's going to help Josh Allen.
Yeah, man. I don't
know, they're already a really good team.
Did you know Josh Allen's the only quarterback that hasn't thrown an interception?
Really?
Yeah. Josh Allen.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Josh Allen.
Huh.
Yeah, only one.
I wouldn't have, if you would have given me five guesses,
never.
I wouldn't have guessed it was him.
Yep.
Huh. Well, good for him.
He's playing well, man. He's playing really good.
He is playing well. Hey, all right, let's get to a couple different audio clips here. We'll start with Raheem Morris talking about Tyler Allgeier.
He is heavy, man. He is a tough tackle. he can run through arms. He can run through people.
I would have been a
he
great
can force
tease.
His will on his opponent at any given moment. You know, I tease him all the time, but he is certainly hard to tackle. And he enjoys doing it, and he likes doing it, and he embraces his role.
I love that, man. You know, because, you know, when you talk about, you know, getting your numbers and all those different things, and, you know, and you're coming off of 1,000 yards in your best season as a pro, and then they go out and basically draft your replacement. But yet not let's say your replacement. They draft a guy that plays the same position right. you play that you know that they got to give him
well,
a
and you're two in a rookie contract, yes. so you're not going anywhere.
Exactly. You know, you're not going anywhere. And then I said this, oh, no, oh, God. When I was thinking about Tyler Allgeier, the first thing I thought about when they drafted Bijan, and I still think that way, I said, this dude probably going to be somebody's Michael Turner. He could be some if they ran the ball like when Mike T got here, because everybody knows it was LaDainian, it was Sproles,
sure,
and it
sure.
was Michael Turner.
Right.
And here, you know, and he won't get that wear and tear. And, like, are you going to sign him to a big extension?
Not
probably
if you're
not.
Keep Bijan.
No, not if you keep Bijan. And so he may be able to go somewhere.
That's interesting.
And be the lead back, somebody. Like, he would be perfect. And we talked about this on Off the Cuff this morning. He'd be perfect in damn Los Angeles with the Chargers.
So it's like the reverse.
Yes.
It's the reverse.
Yes.
Instead of Turner going from there to here, it'll be Allgeier going from here to there.
He'd be perfect.
God, he'd be perfect.
He'd be perfect.
I don't want him to go
no,
anywhere.
I don't want him to go
And you still got a couple years before that happens because he's only in, what's it, year three
now? Yeah, year three, yeah.
But
he's a fifth round draft pick, though.
Right, so you got 2 years.
Yeah.
So you got this year and next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you look at his numbers. Obviously, he's got 30 less carries than Bijan, but over the last couple of weeks, it's been almost even.
Yeah.
He had more than him last weekend. He's averaging 5.5 yards a carry, man.
Yeah.
Like this guy, and that when I said the arch, is he demanding? I didn't mean he's going into the offensive.
Hey, man,
play
give me the damn ball, Zach.
The way he's running is demanding carries.
Like, because you see it.
You can't not give him the ball.
You got to let this guy run the football. But that goes back to something we talked about previously to this Tampa game. You got to get more plays in order for him to do that.
Yeah, right.
You know, you got to get more plays in order for him.
If you're running enough plays for Bijan and Allgeier to combine for 33 carries,
that's a lot of
pretty
plays.
Good.
That's
like your offense is going pretty good.
Yes, it is.
At that point.
Damn, Brock Bowers cold-blooded.
Brock Bowers incredible. He's leading the NFL for tight ends in receiving yards, in targets, in receptions, and he plays with that quarterback.
Bum-ass quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man. The Raiders are what a weird team. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're terrible. Obviously, they beat the Ravens.
Yeah.
And they lost to the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. The next week. Yeah.
1 week after the other.
Smoke your cigar.
And that's the last time Devontae really played.
Mm-hmm.
And he played great.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Devontae Adams in the fourth quarter
it's
of that game? Him and Brock Bowers took that game over and won that game. Here's Devontae now that he's on a new team talking about Aaron Rodgers.
I'm sure there's a few new, you know, little nuances. But for the most part, a lot of the same verbiage. Still the same OG right here. So. Should be able to pick up where we left off.
Aaron Rodgers is he's grown to me as one of the most annoying people I've ever seen. His face makes me want to just punch him in it. But that was cool as hell yesterday when he was on Pat McAfee and he was like, "Hey,
yeah."
And Devontae walks on the screen. I thought
quite the flex.
That was cool as hell.
Quite the flex.
I really did. He's going to help.
Yeah.
He's going to help.
He's really good.
He's a really good player, and he's still playing. He's still at the top of his game. I truly do believe that. And I think the biggest thing with him is the chemistry that he has with Aaron. I know they ain't played together a lot, but you don't have that many reps and that many all-pro seasons with a guy and not have the familiarity with him. Now, he has a familiarity with Lazard. I like Lazard. Lazard should not be the leading receiver on this football team.
Right.
And he probably leads in catches and everything, but he leads in big drops too. But Aaron still goes back to him because Aaron, that's his dude. Yeah. He trusts him. Garrett Wilson had a nice game last week. Catch the damn ball.
Yeah. You know, could have had a touchdown.
Yeah, he had two touchdowns.
Yeah.
But hey, you're in there. If you're gonna get hit. You saw the dude coming down on you. You still got to catch it. Make that damn play. But, yeah, I think it helps them. But their offensive line, I mentioned yesterday, like, Tyron Smith, he's going to be a Hall of Fame tackle. No doubt about it. But he just –
Not for this.
No, he's got to go, man.
Yeah.
He is – like, he's really, really bad now. And this – you're talking about a guy, one of the best I've ever seen. And I'm talking about Walter Jones good. That's how good Tyron Smith was. He just ain't that, man.
He's going to have to help quick. Because the Steelers are good.
Yes. They got changed. They're going with Russell Wilson. It looks like that. We mentioned this already, but, I mean, there was a whole lot of dough and millions and approvals and everything down here in Atlanta yesterday with the owners meeting and everything.
Yeah.
Jacksonville got their new stadium. We knew about the Super Bowl, but that was announced yesterday. And then we found out Tom Brady, he got approved and everything yesterday. But we already knew this was going to happen.
Right.
But I got to give a shout out to my boy Richard Seymour as a part of that. My boy Richard Seymour is a part of that. So, owner Seymour.
He is a co-owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, my boy, the co-owner of the damn Raiders.
We're going to Vegas.
I text him already. I already text him.
Oh, I already text him. Great minds.
Hey, we're going to be out there, big homie. And it's a home game. You're going to be in the owner suite.
Yeah, I mean.
Look it up.
You know?
Look it up. I sit there with Al Davis Jr.'s girlfriend. And, you know what I mean? Say, hey.
I would love.
Because I want to see this haircut.
I need to see a haircut in person. I just need to see it in person.
That's it. I want to see the haircut in person.
That's goal number probably seven for the trip, but it's on the list of goals for the trip. If we can see Mark Davis's haircut in person,
I just want to see it.
Me too.
I just want to see it. Because I seen his dad in person, and he looked like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, like when you saw Tales from the Crypt, Al Davis.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, damn.
My bad, RIP. That was kind of rude, but you know what I mean. He did look like that.
He did.
His skin was like, it wasn't.
I couldn't believe
his
when
skin
I saw
was
him.
More of
and
a
he had
rumor.
That white damn jumpsuit on. You're like, damn, is that Al? Is he like,
we probably better stop saying stuff like this if we want to sit in the owner's box. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here.
Hold on it.
It's a sneaky little onside kick, though, from South Carolina.
Yeah, just fall on
it. Was their punter, right? Just kind of drop kick.
Yeah.
Squibber. You could tell that guy played soccer for sure.
Yeah, just fall on it, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I've tricked him. I've had to field him, but I've never been in the front. I'm sorry. I've never been in that middle right there. I was always in the back.
Hands team?
Yeah. But that ball, it comes. I'm like, damn.
What's the hardest one to field? Is it that little squibby, like, spinner on the ground, or is it the one that takes the big hop?
It's the one. The reason the one that takes a big hop, because you got to time your jump.
Right.
Knowing that they are coming.
You're about to get destroyed.
You're about to get the hell knocked out of you. And so, like, I think I caught, like, three of them, and I missed one time. And I'm talking about I missed it so bad, missed time to jump, and you just see the ball. And you feel them coming.
You're in slow motion.
And so, but the thing about it, as long as you bat the ball backwards out of bounds, not a penalty. And so I was lucky enough I was able to tap the ball out of bounds. But, yeah, I was in the front line blocking at Georgia, and I got all this just, I mean, I ain't never been hit that hard without having the ball in my hands.
Do you remember who it was?
It was some dude from Kentucky.
Okay.
And the reason it hurt so bad because the game was over. We were beating Kentucky, and so they were just onside kicking. And by then, I had unstrapped my shoulder pads and everything, and over there lollygagging, hey, hands team, not paying no damn attention. Hands team, Randy, run out there, pads unstrapped, bunk, helmet unstrapped.
Oh,
just go out there, and they kick the ball, and I'm just sitting there looking at the ball, go over my head, and next thing I know, I'm looking at the sky.
Bow!
That's the hardest I've ever been hit without the ball.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to enjoy that afternoon festivities after homecoming.
Oh, we won. Great.
Yeah,
now my chest is collapsed.
I was hurting, dog. I had a quick question because we talked about Devontae Adams. Now, he's going to be number 17.
Okay.
Because that was Garrett Wilson changed his number and all that. Mm-hmm. But I saw this picture that he took yesterday. All right.
Devontae?
Yes.
Okay.
and it's he's a Jordan guy.
Okay.
All right. And he had some green Jordan cleats with 17 on.
See those, yeah.
How long have he had? Has he had those? How long has he had those?
Because that looks like a little time consuming.
Because I understand. On that one. I understand when you're a Jordan brand athlete, bam,
you get what you want.
Bam, sure. You need it is there. I check. Garrett Wilson's not a Jordan brand athlete, so they weren't Garrett's. So how long has Avante known he was going to Jet?
You're right. There's a lot of little clues.
Like this,
clues that this was always going to happen.
Because he played for the Raiders, so his black cleats, cool.
Sure. Yeah. They don't have green in their colors. He had them from Green Bay.
No. No. I thought the same.
It's a different green.
There's
no yellow on them.
It's a different green. So I'm like, how long you had them damn shoes ready to roll? Like, when you're a big brand athlete, stuff comes quick. But that fast? I'm like, okay.
That's a good question. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh, those are cool.
Yeah.
Those are going to look sharp.
Oh, they sweet now.
Yeah, they're going to look sweet. Nice.
I was like, how long you had them damn shoes? Huh. Yeah. Because he just got there yesterday morning.
Yeah, right.
He got supposedly.
It was like the first thing he did? Like, the first thing he does when he gets traded, he makes a call to the Jordan guy, and he's like, I'm going to need some of these of these retros with 17 on them for the next game.
That could happen.
Maybe he thought he was going to be able to get out there in time for the game on Monday, because the way the trade went down.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But I tell you, we talked about that damn hamstring feeling better.
Oh, way better.
He's playing this Sunday night.
Yeah, they just got better trainers in New Jersey. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Everybody knows that. Yeah, the last time he tried, we talked about that game where they beat the Ravens, uh-huh. and he had like 117 yards receiving and touchdown in the fourth quarter. Hamstring was okay then, too.
Yeah.
Got tightened up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tightened up. He's an Aaron's guy.
Huh?
Yeah, because Aaron recovered from Achilles surgery in about 15 minutes.
He did, but
that's just a tight hamstring.
Yeah, man.
Rub some ayahuasca on it. Keep it moving.
When I saw them cliches yesterday, I was like, look at this right here.
Is that like if you're an athlete right now and you're just picking any brand you can pick to be a part of, is mm-hmm. that the one you want to be a part of?
Jordan brand?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I want to, whether I'm baseball, basketball, football, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I think Trey's a free agent.
I took words out of my mouth. Yeah, Trey said that I think it was early this month that his contract with Adidas ran out.
Adidas contract ran out. I guess they didn't re-up.
They didn't re-up. And so I'm like, where does he go? And I'm pretty sure Jordan brand is wants him and everything like that. But my thing is when you're in that situation, because for us it was money, and I'm talking about for the guys who got the shoe contracts then. So who gave the most money? You know, now I mean Trey's a freaking max player,
right?
So is it like, am I looking for the largest deal?
Well, he's also a max player coming off having a signature shoe.
Yeah,
like Adidas released three or four editions of Trey.
Exactly, and so how does I don't know. I would think he would like. What if he come out? He's a now. Would he be a Puma guy?
I don't know.
Would he be a what's the guy dog? My son had him on New Balance guy.
That's the one that my mind went to.
Really?
Just kind of the crew they have, you mm-hmm. know, kind of like younger. It's not the main superstars you think of, but it's stars.
Right.
Right? I don't know. Kind of struck me as a New Balance guy. And I don't mean that as, like, people are going to be like, what's that supposed to mean? I don't know. I like New Balance.
Oh, New Balance are great. I like New Balance sneakers. How they look and everything like that. But I was curious about that, too, where Trey would go.
That was my thought. I was like, all right, maybe he goes on to the team New Balance. Because mm-hmm. they got that commercial with all the folks in it. They got a bunch of pretty good players on
New
Balance.
He could actually do something Atlanta-centric with Michael Harris and Trey Young.
Oh, Michael Harris is New Balance.
Is he New Balance? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, young Atlanta superstars. Yeah.
There you go.
I like that one.
Yeah. There's not an Atlanta-specific shoe company, is there?
I can tell you. No. Fila, wherever I love Atlanta.
Mizuno's.
Be the first Fila player since Grant Hill. I think Jerry Stackhouse might have had a Fila.
Oh, he did.
Back in the day
Oh, my God, it was... Mm-mm-mm.
Those were just roll your ankles
ugly ass shoes.
The sole was like that. It was you were wearing stripper heels practically.
Yeah, dog. Them things were ugly.
Yeah, the Grant Hill ones were very popular. Like they tricked me into thinking they were cool.
You bought some?
No. They came out. I was like fourth grade.
Okay.
But like you know, all the kids who stole stuff had them, and then. And then it was like, oh, those are cool. And then they re-released them however many years ago. I was like, oh, no, those aren't cool at all. Those are terrible.
Those are bad. The only
they had a Velcro in the back
The only re-release shoes that I never got that I always wanted, and I still don't know why I never got them, was the Barclays. I always wanted a pair of Barclays.
Which ones?
The black ones.
Okay.
Yeah, but never got them. I remember I got the pennies and all that. But oh, never yeah. got the Barclays.
Dude, Penny.
Never got the Barclays.
I think Penny has the most underrated slate of signature shoes.
Hell yeah.
He had like five of them. Yeah. And they were all great. Yeah. They were all incredible. Just that run that he had with Nike. Oh, shout out. This is just while we're talking about it. Marco and Mario, some twins, listened to the show, showed up to the watch party on Sunday. Big Jordan guys.
Oh.
They just were excited because I remember at some point during some conversation we had, I had mentioned a pair of Jordans that I want to get. And he walked up. He's like, got to get those eights.
Okay.
And I was like, now, maybe someday.
We had this conversation about these two gentlemen.
Yeah.
And you said they're Jordan guys. What does that mean?
I think it means they really like Jordans.
My son really likes Jordan. He ain't no John guy.
Well, I think they're adults with a lot of – well, now I don't have to have a lot of money. I don't know what their situation
but
is.
But they have a lot
they of – they both had very nice pairs of Jordans on.
Okay.
And they were very excited to talk to me about the fact that the Aqua 8s that I had mentioned that I really wanted were coming out. They were coming back out re-release.
Okay.
And I was like, how much do you think that's going to go for?
I'll let you know.
And they're like – they gave me a price. And I was like,
Guess I won't ever. I never had them before.
I got a contract negotiation in December. We'll see.
What you gonna
we'll
see
throw that in there.
What you gonna see if you get some? You gonna see if they gonna give
yeah.
you some?
Yeah, I want to see if I can get a pair of Jordans. New contract, however many years, ratings bonuses, and I need a pair of Jordans out of it.
Oh man,
that'd be cool.
Hey, man. Oh, my bad. Said don't be hating. I got a pair of Felix on right now. I ain't hating on Felix. I'm talking
Forever
about the basketball
Atlanta,
shoe.
Okay,
I'm talking about the basketball. I like the suede Felix. I like them. Mm. Yeah, but
They make a lot of tennis stuff.
Yeah.
You still see Fila if you tune into Wimbledon or something like that. Yeah, somebody will be sponsored by Fila.
I never hate on Fila. I was just hating on the basketball shoe Fila.
Yeah, the Grant Hill ones.
Yeah, that
wasn't they weren't good. They weren't good. All right. We got a little bit of time here now to talk about college football. Is Texas a Jordan brand? No.
I think they are.
Are they? Okay.
I think.
So
I
there's
think
the transition.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they are.
Speaking of Jordan brands, here's Kirby Smart comparing Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers.
They're both better athletes than people think.
I agree.
They both have awareness of coverage, and they're really good in the pocket. I mean, this guy's taken off and hurt people running when he needs to, but he also can stand in the pocket and make all the throws and change the protection. So I've really been impressed with him, but that was the case, you know, even last year when I saw him play.
I think the biggest, you know, when you look at the one game they lost, you eliminate those Milrose runs, you win.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not going to do that.
No, he's not going to run like that.
He's not going to do that.
No.
And so that's always been an issue that Georgia's had since Kirby's been here when we've been good, is that part of the aspect, the quarterback that can do certain things, that can move.
Yeah.
Now, Quinn Ewers ain't no statue.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's more athletic than Carson, personally. But, I mean, he can get and move and do all those different things. Big play receivers is what's killed Georgia.
Yeah, and they have them.
Yes.
They have
big
them.
Play receivers kill Georgia.
They got burners. You talked about that tight end that they have.
He's
a nice player. Like, I know they lost it. Like, I think they're starting three running
they
backs
did.
Before the season even
they
started.
Did.
But the guys that are there are very good,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting production out of the run game. And, I mean, look, all those guys are really important. Most of them are going to play in the NFL. A lot of them are going to be first-round draft picks. That offensive line is incredible.
Yes.
Like, their offense, I don't know if they're the best in the country. They're one of. Georgia's offensive line was supposed to be.
Yep.
They're not.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's about as big of a difference in this matchup as you said. And then you go to the defensive line,
mm-hmm.
where Georgia's defensive line hadn't been particularly good either. And injuries and all that. And hopefully guys are back on Saturday. But
the biggest thing.
Their trenches are nasty.
They are. And the biggest thing with Georgia that's been their problem, and it hasn't been a problem that many times, is Georgia can't protect their edges on the defense. I think we'll be fine when you look at this, the interior. Now, they got a top five tackle. I'm talking about Texas does. Can our potentially top five outside edge rusher, 13, can he be the difference maker? Because that's been Georgia's problem. They can't set edges. And that's never been a thing. And that's always been that one staple in his defense is the edge is going to get set. All right? You can beat us any other way. The edge is going to be set, and we're playing damn man-to-man defense.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
And when we're doing that, we're tackling.
Yes.
We're wrapping guys up and getting them on the ground. And, like, if those three things are struggling, like you're struggling man-to-man on the outsides with receivers,
mm-hmm.
you're not tackling guys when you don't set the edge and they get on the outside,
mm-hmm.
you're not tackling them anyway. It's tough. Not against good teams.
Not against good teams.
Not
exactly.
against good teams.
Exactly. And so the Texas of it all is that this team, I think, is the best top-to-bottom team in America right now. Mm. You know, I do. Not saying they can't be beaten. Georgia can beat Texas. I do believe that. But, like, this team poses issues that you've had issues with all year. Your pass defense stinks.
Right.
They're going to throw the football.
Yeah, they do all the stuff that you struggle with really well. They do everything really well, honestly, so far this season. But, no, I'm with you just from a a top shelf perspective on all these teams. I think all the best teams can beat the other best teams.
Yes. We mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, like the Oregon Ohio State game came down to some decision making, penalties, stuff like that in the final minute. Same thing with Alabama and Georgia when they played. It took a minute to get there, but it got there, and it was a close game in the fourth quarter. I think that's what it's going to be on Saturday against Texas and Georgia. Like, got to clean up the mistakes, though. And obviously, start better, but that's been true for a while now.
But that means you
just can't.
You start better.
You can't do what you did against Alabama.
You start better, and you tackle better.
Seems simple.
Don't it?
Reasonable?
Don't it?
seems doable.
Don't it?
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We will get to the back page with Bo coming up next. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're jamming.
This will be on the beach.
No doubt.
Do you pack a speaker?
Oh, you know we don't leave home without them.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like that.
We don't leave home without a speaker, man.
You see that picture I posted of Jack the other day? We got like a little JBL, little mini speaker. He carries it around. There's like a little tag on it. He carries it around in his mouth when the music's playing so he can clap his hands.
Oh, my God.
Because if he just has it in one hand, he can't clap
his hands.
So he likes to dance around and clap his hands.
You can't clap his hands. There you go, Jake.
But then I posted a picture of it. It's just like a little mini speaker hanging out of his mouth. And a lot of people, and I didn't think about this because it's not something that I would think about, they're like, is that a vape?
Yeah, I'll let my child
smoke. I was like, man, first of all,
stop being a dump.
The idea of, like, if I did let a one-year-old vape in the first place, I hope you would just drive to my house and assault me.
Yes.
Second of all, do you think I would post it online?
Yeah,
if I was doing that, at least I'd have the...
Yeah.
I was like, no, he's not. He's not vaping yet.
People post everything online. Like, I'm breaking up with my girlfriend. Hey, Sasha, what's your phone to you? Like, have some kind of decency about yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have some decency about yourself.
Just a little... discretion.
Privacy. It's because it's an easy thing to do. It really, really is. You don't have to just post everything that, okay, I'm about to break up with this broad, man, and get out the car. Because if I'm on the other end of this, right, and say, for instance, my wife is on the phone or she's recording something, I'm going to go the other way. All right? I don't want to be on your live stream.
Yeah, that's immediate Randy Rappel.
Yeah, that's immediate. What you doing? Baby, come here. Nope. I'm going over there. All right? Because there's a reason why you feel like you got to have your phone on, the live thing, and you're talking to me and talking to the live. Because I don't want to be a part of your likes. Yeah.
I just want to be a part of your love.
I just want to be part of your love.
Not
love
your
likes. Love you when I give you love. I give it all to you, baby.
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of your likes. You know what I mean?
That's a motto.
Yeah.
I want to be part of your love.
I want part of your likes, man.
Keep me off your social.
Yeah, leave me alone, man. Yeah.
Was it a big deal? I don't know, you know, how long ago it all was and stuff, but like when you guys got together, was it a big deal to post a status, like relationship status?
Hell no.
Okay.
No.
When me and my wife got together, it was a big deal to her because she's like a little younger than me, you know, and this was like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was like, she's like, I want to make my Facebook status, I'm in a relationship with you.
Oh.
I was like, all right, great, go for it. She's like, well, I want you to do that also. And I was like, oh.
What were you hesitant about?
I wasn't. Oh, okay. I was just like, I've never done that before. That's not important to me. I don't care about that. But I did it, obviously, because you can't not. Like, that's one of those ones where it's like, if she says, I want you to do this, and you're like, no. She's like, well, immediate radar goes off that you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing. But yeah,
I think she did it. But by then, when me and her first, when we got, you know, when we were, you know, us. Like, I think she did it. I was done with Facebook by then.
Yeah.
I was done with Facebook.
From Facebook.
Yeah, I graduated. I was like, I don't want my mom and
you have MySpace?
Huh?
Do you have MySpace?
I never did the MySpace, dog.
Because then you would rank your friends.
Yeah.
You had, like, your top eight.
Yeah, I never did the MySpace.
Like, subtle flirt with a girl and put her in your top three.
It was one of them things where I feel like I missed out.
Yeah.
I think I missed out.
I don't know if you missed out.
I was, like, 22 when MySpace jumped off.
So you were probably fine without it? You're probably fine without it. It was kind of fun. But I think you probably are all right.
Yeah, it's like 22. Just got in the league when
you're an NFL football
player. When MySpace came out.
Yeah, no, I don't think you missed out on
anything. I felt like I lost out. Like, my favorite site back in the day was Black Planet.
I had one of those.
Yeah, Black Planet. We know.
I had a Black Planet.
Yes, Black Planet. And then, I did my damage on there.
My buddy Salim talked me into getting one. I was just telling you about Salim. Yes. He had all the Sean John jumpsuits in high school.
Damn, Sean John.
He was like, you should make a Black Planet account. All right, never got any hits. I don't know why. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. No takers.
Hey.
Every day at 12:45, the back page with Bo. 12:47 today. Sorry, Bo. Hello, Bo.
So, like y'all were saying earlier, I actually thought that Devontae Adams popping up on the PMS show with Aaron was a pretty cool moment. So I went home and watched the whole thing, just waiting on it. He appears in like hour two. I had to, of course, I usually watch PMS, but y'all had mentioned this earlier about, Devontae Adams' magical hamstring and how, Randy, you had mentioned how the crispness in the New York air makes it feel better. You weren't lying, man. He's definitely ready to get back on the field.
Yeah, we're back, man. We're back. You know, I'm feeling great, man. Feeling great. Getting, I was working with the staff over in Vegas the whole time, and they got me back right. So, fortunately, I'll be able to roll. And I'm sure there's a few new, little nuances, but for the most part, a lot of the same verbiage.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, the verbiage wasn't what people were worried about.
They must have a magical staff over there in Vegas, I guess.
Oh, man.
Well, not magical enough.
Ready to roll just in time.
Not magical enough because he's been hurt for a couple
weeks.
Yeah,
they could get him hurt. They could get him right. But, yeah, you know what, man.
Business decisions.
That's right.
That is what we're being made.
That's what he said. That's what your head coach said.
Decisions.
And did we know who he was talking about when AP said that?
We assumed. And then when he stopped playing for them, then we were like, oh, that's who he was talking about. And then they traded him. So now we know for sure that's who he was talking about.
That's it. I'm ready to roll.
Devontae was also asked about whether or not he's going to be looking for a house in New York with a Taco Bell.
Oh, right. He's got this
Taco Bell guy, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So he did say that he was going to be leaving Taco Bell in Vegas. Not exactly sure what that means. Maybe he's not going to be looking for a house in New York with a Taco Bell in it.
So he got Taco Bell in his house?
Well, that's the funny thing about the commercial.
I don't think he really does, but that's the commercial.
Okay. But I don't know. Taco Bell is now into real estate listing, and they have actually took it upon themselves to list Devontae Adams' home for sale.
Where?
In Las Vegas.
He don't live in no damn Taco Bell house.
Here is the ad posted by Taco Bell on an actual real estate site. Go find it. It's freaking hilarious. Imagine waking up to the smell of Crunch Wraps every single morning.
No.
Welcome to your new dream home, because guess what? You do finally have Taco Bell at home. This property boasts a luxurious 8-bed, 10-bath, and fully functioning Taco Bell. Fire sauce packets will come in every drawer. This house comes with a full-time employee, Todd, who will tend to your every Taco Bell need.
Todd.
Come home. Come hungry.
I can't. He don't have no damn Taco Bell in his house.
No, but wouldn't that be great? Like, I see those commercials, and that's what I live for.
If you could get any restaurant in your house, would it be Taco Bell?
Does it have to be fast food?
No, it could be anything.
Oh, anything would probably be a steak joint. But
yeah,
Taco
sure.
Bell or Zaxby's would be right there. I think it'd probably be Taco Bell, man. I just wish I could get up every morning.
Abe would love to live in a Taco Bell house.
Abe would definitely love to.
The last time I went to a Taco Bell was actually in Vegas because they sell booze. Me and Jarvis got a shot of tequila at the Taco Bell in Vegas on the way to some casino. Fantastic.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm not the biggest Taco Bell fan. My wife loved freaking Taco Bell.
I had it on Saturday.
I'm not the biggest, whatever. But a Taco Bell in your house?
That'd be awesome.
He better not buy no damn house in New York City. No.
Just stay with Aaron.
Don't buy no new house, man. You got your house out there in Vegas. They said that you want to live in Vegas. You built this beautiful home out there. I'm not talking about that one. But you built this beautiful home. Yeah, man. I mean, the hardest thing is because his kids are older now.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
I mean, they're going to probably stay out there while the babies are in school and everything. Yeah. But, yeah, don't buy no. Like, Cam Newton had a great line. Don't, like, unless it's a funky city or something like this, like Atlanta, Miami, don't buy no big-ass house in the city you play in. Yeah. Don't do that.
Great point.
Uh-uh.
So, y'all mentioned the shoes also. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. Like, for these Jordan athletes, like the guys that are signed by Jordan, as soon as this news breaks, like, they got the green shoes. What were they, 11s?
I think so.
The ones with the front?
Oh, they were 11s. And I think the other ones were 10s.
Whichever, they got the shoes. All they got to do is
I'm pretty good through 14.
It wouldn't surprise me if they had that turnaround in like 24 hours.
I mean, like, again, when you're a big brand athlete he is, and he is one of their premier athletes, football athletes at least, I'm pretty sure they can get it done fast. But it's like, it's just to me, Could it work that fast?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think they probably had him in his hands in 24 hours.
I like the idea that it isn't, and he had it done 2 weeks ago.
That's what I like. I like believing that. I like believing the fact that he had a cop.
Or maybe they had black and gold ones and green ones, and all they're going to do with the black and gold ones is sell them to somebody else.
I don't know.
But the thing about it is, you're so right. But if it was just that shoe, but it had 17 on it.
Personalized.
Yeah, that's all.
All 32 teams have a 17.
Also, I think they have that little stitching, you know, computer thing can stitch it up in 2 seconds.
That's how they get the number one draft pick jerseys made so fast. Those
but I still like the idea that it had happened a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Speaking of knowing about his stuff ahead of time, so Jerry Jones knows about his two radio interviews ahead of time a week. And we listened to the audio yesterday of how he went on and told the radio, the announcer, I probably should have known his name right now since we're talking about him.
Shan something.
That he was going to take his job, this, that, and the other. Well, Shannon Sharp goes on to First Take yesterday afternoon, maybe this morning, roasting Jerry Jones.
What did you think about what Jerry Jones said?
To put a man in fear for his job. I hate, I detest, I despise someone that would prey on the weak. And because Jerry Jones is in an advantageous situation, because he has the power in this situation, he would actually say that publicly. That lets you be, that tells me a lot about a man. That'll tell me a lot about a man that has power and would abuse that power to tell that man, I will get somebody in here to ask me favorable questions. That is absolutely that guy's job.
Well, I think the biggest, like, I love what Shannon said because I feel.
Except for the weak part.
I don't know the radio hosts are the weak.
Yeah, but other than that.
But it happens all the time.
But we're not billionaires.
It happens all the time.
It does.
As bad as it is, it happens all the time. Now, I don't think does Jerry own that station?
No, but I guess what people were suggesting was because they're the flagship of the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Next time they're up for contract, he gives it to the other guy.
You know,
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you're the flagship of, and we're the flagship of the Falcons. Mm-hmm. You know, being the flagship of the NFL team in town, I mean, that's a big negotiation every time it's up, and it's a big deal to get it and all that kind of stuff. So, I guess maybe he would hold it against him because the guys on the station were mean to him.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, softer stuff has happened.
It has,
you know, pettier stuff has happened.
This guy, he's just. Man, he just in a point he's losing it, and what I mean by more than anything is like Jerry's like, what else do I have to do? Damn it, I cut the check.
Yep,
I've been told that there's no other way to travel than being a Cowboy. This man spares no expense for his players and his team. Well, everything is first class.
Well, and the reality of
why
it is,
why can't we win?
Like, they're not good this year, but the last 3 years they've had good teams. They've had good players. Like,
I'm tired of answering these questions. Does Jerry have a contract that says, because usually when you have a weekly, you know, you usually have a negotiation or something like that.
Right.
Does,
no, Jerry, I think Jerry
does
asks
Jerry
for
just
it.
Ask for this?
Yeah, or tells him that I'm coming on.
Stop going on, Jerry.
Simple as that.
Stop going on.
Simple as that. If the questions are too hard, stop going on.
I've got a question because I know we own in Dallas somewhere. All right. Do people tune in for it?
Probably.
That's unbelievable.
Probably. I would. I don't know.
Like, what the hell does Jerry say that you need to hear?
That you might do something wild.
But Jerry never does this. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. Not good. Not good. Not a good look. What do you think he lost it? Like, what was it? Was it the hook and ladder to Penei Sewell?
Dude, did you remember they threw a fade earlier in that drive?
What was the moment? Because it's been building. Like, Jerry's been on the verge of snapping for a while.
Probably.
What was the moment?
I got it. Game was over, and he brought a damn birthday cake in.
Because it was his birthday.
Yeah. I bet Jerry slapped that cake out there, man.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I know Jerry he didn't eat any of that cake. He ate zero bites of that cake.
Get the damn cake out of my hand.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Mark Schlereth is going to join us at 1:20. Get all his thoughts on everything that's happened in the NFL over the last week. It's been a very busy week. Get his thoughts on the Falcons, where they stand through 6 games. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.